This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A House subcommittee is expected to hold a hearing later today on the status of California's high-speed rail project. In 2008, California voters approved a $10 billion in new borrowing for the project, which would make the trip from San Francisco to Los Angeles in under 3 hours, about half the time of a car ride. But it's not been entirely a smooth ride for a number of reasons. For instance, the rail line would travel through the Central Valley, California's agricultural hub, and residents there are trying to stop the project. KALW's Isabel Angel reports.
Last year, two big farming organizations sued the California High-Speed Rail Authority to stop construction. The farmers don't mind the idea of a rail line, but there's already an eyesore that slices down the valley, Interstate 5. And they wonder, why not just follow the freeway? Barry Epstein represented the farmers.
There would be far less impact on agricultural lands than the current alignment, which literally cuts right across many, many working farms.
That lawsuit settled last month with no change to the route. Now, the rail authority is using eminent domain to buy 350 properties to prepare for construction. Andy Lukuski is on the board of Californians for High-Speed Rail.
It's because the state's population is going to grow to over 50 million people, and we have to make investments in our transportation infrastructure.
But the Central Valley was supposed to be the easy part. The real trouble will come as the rail moves into L.A. and here into San Francisco. I'm Isabel Angel for Marketplace.